Art and Soul. An audio column about anime, religion, and ethics. This Christian Moment is brought to you by Michael Huang, because seminarians will always find an excuse to preach. Issue 3. The Christian Ethics of Stabbity Stabbity Stab in School Days. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. Those of you who follow my writing on Anime Diet are aware that I've written quite a bit about school days. That lurid high school soap opera that ended in a famously preempted nice boat-eyes bloodbath. You're probably also aware that I expressed more than a little unease with the ending, and it made me reconsider whether I had been wrong to join in the chorus for Makoto to be punished by bloody stabs for his sins. That is, of course, what happened, and more, and it's really the more that made me wonder whether the feelings I publicly indulged in and encouraged in my blog posts were really morally justifiable, particularly from a Christian perspective. I was, in short, wondering whether I had something to repent of. The uneasiness was compounded by the contest we held shortly thereafter, in which we invited you to submit your wittiest demotivational poster from a scene in the show. Our winner captured with savage humor the gratuitousness of the ending in ways that were both funny and horrifying. And again, the very real satisfaction I felt at the ending, and the shock from how nasty it was, began to tussle side by side inside me. My question to myself then, as a Christian, was, is there something wrong with all this? Should I have posted that post with the country song so gleefully and held that contest? Should I have typed stabbity stabbity stab in all capital letters with such relish? I began this moral and theological exploration by stating something perhaps surprising. Biblically speaking, the desire for vengeance is not wrong in itself. In the beginning, I quoted some of the more famous expressions of bloody-mindedness in the Bible, specifically Psalms 2 and 137. Of course, these need to be balanced by other verses which proclaim that God does in fact take no pleasure at the death of a sinner, and that he is quick to forgive and slow to anger. What's clear enough, though, is that in the face of injustice, the figures of the Bible have no compunction in at least calling for bloody retribution. In the New Testament, Jesus tells his followers unambiguously that they are not to wreak personal vengeance on others and that they are to love their enemies instead. Now, Paul instructs similarly. Never avenge yourselves, he says in Romans, but he suggests instead to leave it up to the wrath of God. Vengeance, God says, is mine. So there will be vengeance. There will be hell to pay. The martyrs even cry out for it. How long, O Lord, in the book of Revelation? Vengeance in itself is not wrong, however, if it's only enacted justly. It's simply that only God can do that, and as human beings then, we have no business in thinking we can do it ourselves. Anger and the desire to see injustice corrected, even by really violent means, is actually a natural and probably a proper response to evil. And what Makoto, and secondarily Sakai, do in the show School Days is manifestly evil, especially in the way lives are damaged in such a cavalier manner, particularly Kotonoha's. We want it to stop, as sympathetic audiences. We want the perpetrators to be brought to justice, and perhaps in this gospel-less, law-filled, parentless world of School Days, there may have been no other way for even the roughest approximation of justice to be done than to see stabbity stabbity stab. Of course, the elephant lurking in the room is this. I mean, isn't this just a fictional story? Aren't these not real people? And indeed, none of the characters are particularly realistic. They are caricatures, ridiculous ones at times too. Makoto is especially drawn manipulatively by the writers to be loathsome, a combination of unrepentant, heartless cad, and passive wimp. I have to admit that this was how I consoled my uneasy conscience about my feelings that Makoto deserved to be stabbed many, many times. Hey, I mean, this guy isn't even real, after all. Why does it matter? I mean, I'd like to be able to say that if these kids were, say, my youth group kids, that my desire and my real actions would be to try to awaken Makoto's conscience in some way, probably by yelling at him really, really loudly, and have Sakai try to act on her conscience, and I would try very hard to work with all parties towards some sort of reconciliation. That would be my duty as a minister, and one of my beliefs is that no one is actually truly beyond redemption if God is involved. And that's how I would try to treat real people as a Christian. Well, yes, that's true. However, here's the thing with fiction in general. Fiction and stories are key in training our capacity for sympathy and empathy, for teaching us what kind of emotional responses we can have when we encounter analogous situations in real life. How we react to characters in stories is training for how we react to people in reality. That's why tragedy was so important for the Greeks. Tragedy has a real catharsis power, cathartic power that helps put words to grief, anger, and pain that everyone has to go through at some point in life. School Days actually superficially resembles a Greek or Shakespearean tragedy in that every major character either dies and is shattered at the end, and even in its gruesome excess. That's not without precedent after all. You can think of Medea slaughtering her children, Oedipus poking out his eyes after he discovered that he committed incest with his mother. The reaction, though, that we have to the really good stories, to really good tragedies, is actually one of profound shock, pity, and sadness. We understand why it happened, but we still feel shocked and horrified. Good tragedy holds the simultaneous tension between the ugly truth of death and destruction and still having a moral structure, even if it's only implicit, that helps us understand what's gone on. Good tragedy helps us to recognize wrong and sin, but still be able to see the humanity of the wrongdoers. The feeling I got at the end of School Days was different, though. In many ways, School Days really reminds me a lot of 18th and 19th century exploitation novels. These novels were written primarily so that they could be filled with terrific scenes of sex and violence, and lets the reader revel in all of them. But to sort of atone for it, they bring it all to a really tragic and violent ending to punish the characters and, by extension, the reader for enjoying all of it. It's very Puritan in a way. It basically existed for the audience to have their cake and eat it too. You know, it doesn't really add anything to your understanding of human nature or about life. The moral of the story exists mostly so that you can depict the opposite of the moral. And really, I think School Days was doing the same thing. School Days, you have the fan service not even stopping until very late in the story, long after it had gotten emotionally heavy. And I really don't think, despite the little note at the end of the fan sub, that people really are going to take away the lesson to heart, you know, don't cheat on your partner for very long. What I took away from it was, gosh, Katona has one crazy bitch. Makoto totally got what was coming to him, and, well, Sakai, poor her. They didn't really even seem like human beings by the end. They seemed more like effigies, more like figureheads designed to be objects of hate or sympathy or pity or horror. Even the quarter-hearted stirrings of a conscience in Makoto at the very end seemed mostly like a setup just to provoke Sakai one final time. The terrible and complex truth of life is that even the worst adulterer, the kind that they would have stoned in earlier ages, which was a fate Makoto surely deserves, is still a human being, as is his victim and his willing partner. Perhaps what's most morally problematic then about School Days isn't the degree of violence, or the way the characters kept sleeping around all the time with impunity. It's that it was so calculated to essentially deny the characters their humanity. And when one takes stories like that on a steady basis, it becomes easier to deny humanity to real people who are caught in similar situations. This is a question that's actually apart from even whether somebody deserves to die or not. And I think there are ways to acknowledge a person's humanity, even to the greatest evildoers, without in the least condoning their actions. And the best way in the world of fiction is to tell stories that acknowledge that complexity. I think one of the most pernicious modern myths is actually the saying, to understand is to forgive all. That if only you understood that this person's background or this person's hurts, then that somehow excuses that they're wrongs. That somehow makes whatever they did right. No, that's not true. Perhaps at some level if Makoto was made empathetic, the way Sakai was actually at some level, the creators may have felt that they would be condoning his adulteries. If their goal was in fact to construct some kind of effective morality tale, and I still think in some bizarre twisted way that is what School Days actually is, it would have been far better if they had been able to believably trace the descending path that a seemingly shy, ordinary, virginal boy can turn into a heartless lust monster. Instead, we're set up for hatred from the start, and by the end, the appeal that the show has is that of a freak show, more than anything else. Am I taking this all too seriously? After all, after episode 7, I gave up on trying to give this show any kind of serious credence because all the ludicrous plot turns had made it just so ridiculous. But here I am again being all serious about it. Well, you know, oddly enough, that may be the best and healthiest reaction to it for anybody in the long run. At the end of the day, School Days is an exploitation anime, not Shakespeare or even Grave of the Fireflies or something that's destined to endure. Whatever danger it might have morally and spiritually becomes far less if it is simply accorded its true value, a memorable but ultimately fluffy piece of unrealistic manipulative fiction. I suppose my reflections and memories of this show are strong because, whatever else can be said about the show, it's certainly unique in its genre. It stirred up passions few anime have in recent years, not good ones, I think, on balance, and it managed to shock even fans used to blood in other anime. Like it or not, the show is a milestone of sorts, and it deserves to be marked. But it also probably deserves only to be marked with a minor milestone, as an example of what happens when you push a fanbase's buttons and give them what they think they want, and more. I said in my article that I repent of my Schadenfreude, and perhaps the best way to repent is actually to let this be the last word and say no more. This Christian moment is brought to you by Michael Huang, because seminarians will always find an excuse to preach and to analyze.